102. The Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Already Friday. Not a new phrase, right? No. Not new. Not attempting to make it new. It's already Friday. Gets here fast. If you stay with the show, it gets here fast. Now, I don't necessarily like that it gets here fast. No, I don't. That's not a compliment, necessarily. It's just a fact. It's already Friday. Now, the show's going to be good. Don't misunderstand me. As well, we've got a couple of guests on this Friday edition. Kevin Hagan, top of hour number two, he will talk Alabama. They play a little sports down there. I don't know if you've heard of them, but they do attempt to play some football at Alabama. If you're not aware of this, we will fill you in a little later that they do play football on a certain level at Alabama. So we'll talk about that with Kevin Hagan in about an hour. Yeah, about an hour from now. Brad Powers Sports, he joins us top of hour number three out in Vegas. Yeah, we'll go to Vegas for hour number three. We've been doing that for I don't know how many years. Lots of years. Many years. I remember how this got started. We were putting on Phil Tinfoil every Friday during the Sirius XM days. And he said, I've got a guy who works with me, works for me, and he's good. Would you like to add another segment earlier in the week? And we said, well, we're open to it. Let's have a conversation. I remember where I was standing when we had this teleconference. And, again, I had not heard of Brad. Didn't know anything about him. And we said, okay, we'll give it a shot. Not going to make any promises, but we will give it a tryout. And he passed with flying colors. He was good. Matter of fact, he ended up replacing Phil Tinfoil on the show moving to Fridays, if you know the whole story. But there's your guesting. Yeah, Kevin Hagan coming up and Brad Powers coming up. From the studios, now called the Strike and Spare Studios, Crazy Charlie in the inner city location in the 615. I'm due south of Crazy Charlie in the Wilco location of the Strike and Spare Studios. The F&M Bank hotline is always available for you. 615-844-5600 if you'd like to get in. Do not ghost us like Black has been ghosting us for the last, I think we may be going on 3 months now. I'm not good at marking down the calendar, but I think it's probably 3 months. It's been a while. I don't know how many times, if we just go to the new year, 2021, I'm not sure how many times we've heard from Black this new calendar year. Not many, but the last time has to be going on 3 months. He's ghosting us to a new level right now. Now, we were talking about a few others who were ghosting. Jeff in Chicago is one of them, but he's called lately. Yeah, he's called. Steven up in upstate New York. Big Syracuse fan. He checked in the other day. Didn't call. He checked in. He actually emailed me and said, Bill, I'm big ghosting you, but I'm a Syracuse fan, and I don't know what to talk about. Bill, I have nothing for you. That was the message I got from him. Good dude, though. He came down last time we had commitments. He was down here from upstate New York. We had a good time. No, very, very good time. Anyway, 615-844-5600 on Twitter at Bill is King. And again, you can email the show, BillisKing7@gmail.com. A lot of people sending me this. Pac-12 has announced their new commish. And I've got to tell you, speaking of I've got nothing for you, I don't know this gentleman. George Klyakov. And I don't even know if that's how you pronounce it. He was named the new commissioner. He will take over July 1. He earned unanimous support from all Pac-12 presidents and chancellors. He replaces that douche canoe. Didn't say that. Larry Scott, who was let go in January after serving in the role since 2009. He comes to the Pac-12 after serving as president of entertainment and sports for MGM Resorts International, a role that he has held since 2018. He also served as a member of the WNBA's Board of Governors, BetMGM, and Cirque du Soleil Entertainment Group during his time at MGM. I've got nothing for you there. I cannot critique him, nor can I compliment him. I don't know him. I don't know about him. Can't be any worse than Larry Scott. Might be a lot better. Hopefully he is way better. It's probably not a real high bar that's been set by the incompetence of Larry Scott. Probably won't be hard to be any better than Larry Scott. Now, we've seen leagues transition commissioners like the Big Ten just did here last couple of years. Jim Delaney to Kevin Warren. That's been, to me now, that's been a disaster so far. That'd be my one vote. Been a disaster. What an absolute leaderless fool the Big Ten hired, whose first task was to crash college football. Yeah, imagine that's on your resume and you can look at people in the eye with a straight face. Imagine that being on your resume. But anyways, I don't know anything about the Pac-12 guys. I've had a lot of people hit me up. Hey, Bill, look at this article. Pac-12 hires a dude. I'd be making stuff up here if I told you I knew something about this dude. He may be really good. I do not know. All right, now. Here is a tweet from, and I don't know, it says Gator in Bama. I guess it's a Gator fan in Alabama. Now, this is a typical tweet or opinion from somebody who has been brainwashed by the mainstream media. And it reads like this. Bill, I need to know how many more weeks your show will be about whining like a little B-word about name, image, likeness. Are you kidding me? You sit there and you keep telling us it's okay for you, but not the athletes. Let me ask you something. What is okay for me? I'm allowed to breathe oxygen? Student athletes, in case you are that blind, sir, get a ton of free stuff to the tune of six figures right now. Except you're too freaking blind to see it. Or brainwashed to see it. They get everything free. And they get cash in their pocket. And that's not enough. And by the way, sir, in your infinite wisdom, do you think name and likeness will be it? No, it won't be it. It will never be enough. But you are too blind to see it. So you sit in your little cocoon wherever you're at in Alabama like a blithering idiot believing all this stuff. I don't follow along with that line of thinking. You can go your direction. I'll go my direction. Okay? Because I will never line up in the line of the mind-numbed robots like you are right now. Keep it up. Keep believing this garbage you believe and have a good life. Bye. Because I will not believe any of that. By the way, I got a lot of response, and I was not planning this yesterday. Kevin Hagin said, Bill, give me a call here. And I thought Kevin had something like, hey, Bill, guess what Nick is doing over here? I thought he had something. He said, Bill, I appreciate the Corona story on the show on Thursday. I was not planning on doing it then. My plan was, and I'd been teasing, saying I've got a story for you, but I'm not sure when I'm going to bring it out. But I'm going to bring it out. I was probably going to wait a few more weeks, but I got a call from nice gentleman. And he said, Bill, there's a scrimmage at the high school where your kids are today. Are you going to be there? And I didn't even know. I didn't even know there was a scrimmage because my kids can't be at the scrimmage, can't be participating in it. Spring football. And once that got on the airways, which, again, not a problem, I thought, you know what, now's a good time. Might as well just spell out your story. And I had so many people respond to me and say, Bill, thank you for that. Thank you for that story, Bill. If you missed it, after the break, I will give you the cliff notes. I will not elongate it. I will not give you the long War and Peace version. I'll give you the cliff notes of our Corona Bro story. Yeah. We finally have one at our house. Yeah, we've got one. I'm sure many of you probably have one, too. Might be different than mine. I'm just giving you my version of it, and it falls in line with everything I've been saying since this all started. Falls exactly in line with it. Kevin Hagin coming up top of the hour. Gator and Bama. Yeah, you just keep up your childish ways there, sir. Keep believing. Yeah, keep believing. We're presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Watching traffic pick up in the last 10, 15 minutes out here on 65 coming down through Madison. It's been quiet for the most part on Vietnam Vets. Let's keep it that way as far as accidents out here. They're reporting it right now on Church Street at 3rd. They're going to send the fire department to just check everybody out to make sure they're okay. And watching 65 build up through Brentwood. Hey, Ripley's Aquarium, Sleep of the Sharks, coming up on June 11th. All the details now at Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
No one outfits golfers better than Edwin Watts Golf Shops. We've been fitting golfers since 1968. Utilizing cutting-edge fitting technology, we'll analyze your swing and our four-sight launch monitors and fit you with the perfect club, pair of shoes, the latest golf apparel, golf balls, bags, and more. So come by today for your complete custom fitting. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Napa Know-How.
Why get a 5-quart jug of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $27.99? Great question. Do you like getting $10 prepaid gift cards? Do you enjoy your car working? Do you love being called a genius? Who doesn't? Pick up Mobil 1 for $27.99 and get a $10 gift card. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
General States pricing. Sales prices not include applicable state and local taxes or recycling fees. Offer ends 5/31/21.
Buying or selling a car is one of the biggest financial decisions you can make. That's why Edmunds has been taking the guesswork out of car shopping for over 50 years. Wherever you are in the process, Edmunds.com can help. They have tons of local listings for new and used vehicles with deal ratings that tell you if an offer is fair. And the free online tools can help you build your budget, calculate financing, or even get a free appraisal if you're selling or trading in. Not sure where to start looking? The Edmunds editorial team test drives over 300 new vehicles a year, reviewing almost every car on the market, so you can narrow down your search to their top-ranked SUVs, trucks, and more. And it's all about price, right? Price point. If you're selling or if you're buying, you know, you get that free online appraisal for your trade-in, and also the price checker makes you feel more confident with the price quotes that you're getting. Whether you're just browsing or know exactly what you want, Edmunds gives you that extra boost of confidence. Visit Edmunds.com to get started. For cars, there's Edmunds.
It's a Bill King Show.
Whoever gets hired at any school, the fan base is immediately hypnotized. Once that guy stands at the podium and he says, go team, and here's the way it's going to be, and I'm a winner, the fans automatically just melt. They could hire a guy you've never heard of from a different planet. And once that guy's done at the podium, you'd say, there it is. Happens every time.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
King is the king of college football, and his sample size is large. Just ask him.
Every day you come at the top of the hour, and later hour three, Mr. Brad Bowers out in Las Vegas. F&M Bank Hotline, 615-844-5600. Okay, here's the story if you missed it yesterday. And again, I wasn't planning on it. It just happened organically. 3 weeks ago and change, a little over three now, my wife gets a call. Somebody who she'd been in a meeting with, another lady in a boardroom kind of thing, tested positive for the coronavirus and was sick. She was sick. She felt bad. Yeah, this lady was, I think she had a temperature. She had lack of energy. She had a lot of the symptoms. And so the call my wife got from somebody in that same meeting is, look, we're all getting tested. You probably ought to go get tested. And she did. That day she got tested, and pretty quickly she gets a call, says, you are positive. You tested positive. So I just knew that she was going to get a test that day, again, about 3 weeks and change ago. And I hear her come in the door because you got to go get your test, right? And I said, so how did it go? And she's just dying laughing. And I said, what? And she says, I'm positive. Now, again, she wasn't laughing at it. It was just, I don't know, maybe it might have been a nervous laugh. I don't really know. She's like me. She's not into all this lockdown, shutdown hysteria. But she also is like me, and she knows this can be dangerous. We know that. Percentage-wise, it's actually not likely. But to hurt you, but it has killed and made lots of people sick. We do know that. Certainly, absolutely acknowledge that. The other stuff we do not abide by. And so anyways, this is, you know, like I mentioned several times over 3 weeks ago, we get a call, or we don't. She gets a call from the health department the next day. And it might have been the same day. I don't remember. But they call, and from what I understand, they say, we're sorry about the news. And then they ask, this is where the cringe comes in. Like I've been telling you, there's a lot of cringy, creepy things about this whole topic. Health department calls, says, sorry about that. We know you've tested positive. Don't even know who the hell this is on the other line. And the next question they ask is, do you want us to call the high school? What? Do you want us to call the high school where your kids are? How the hell did they know that? That's where the creepy, cringy thing starts really coming in. Because the kids are at the high school. And he said, I'll call the high school. Well, she doesn't even have to call the high school. 5 minutes later, we get a call from the high school, says your kids are coming home. So they have to come home. And they're quarantined. They cannot go back to school. And it's spring football practice, and they cannot participate. 2 weeks go by. My wife, she doesn't go anywhere. She stays here and works from here, does her stuff from here. And the kids can't go anywhere. But they continue to test because they want to get back on the field. They're dying to get on the football field. Although I'm telling them, guys, the way this crap works, I doubt they're going to let you back out there. And they have multiple negative tests, my three boys, younger boys. The health department also tells my wife, after your quarantine's over, your kids have to quarantine 2 more weeks after that. Now, what in the bleepity bleepity bleep is that new rule? That is not the rule. But that's what the high school's got to go by because it's the health department. So they get completely wiped out of spring football. And my two younger boys are devastated because they want to be out there because they want to try and show that they can help. My older one, who's going to be a senior, he's a junior, finishing up, has already pretty much established himself. The other two have not. They're dying to. My youngest one just started playing football last year in ninth grade. He's dying to show that he's trying to get better. Can't do it. They tried to go they called the school and said, we've got multiple negative tests. Can we not get back out there? Nope. Very creepy. Very cringy. Just the height of the hypocrisy, which is the angle that all this is being used as. And how the hell does the health department know who my wife's kids are and where they go to school? Where in the hell did that information come from? Exactly buttressing what I've been telling you the whole time. This thing has been all about the politics and all about the power of the shutdown from the beginning. It's very cringy. But, again, we're almost a month out, and my wife did not show one symptom. I've been around my wife. Obviously, it's your wife this entire time. I have not shown one symptom. You've heard me. I've been here, right? Nothing. Now, again, I may get sick tomorrow. I'm not saying you can't make me sick. I'm not saying that. But, you can't avoid your wife. We haven't been in separate rooms. I didn't go in some separate room where she's quarantined and can't come out. Hell no. Hell no, I'm not doing that. Not doing it, didn't do it. Won't do it. Now, if I've been out, first of all, folks, I do the show, and everything I do is from the Wilco location. I'm not around a lot of people anyways. I don't know how I could infect anybody anyways. But, no, I've not been tested. No, I did not go get tested. Not saying I won't at some point. I leave that open, but the cringiness of this is just too much to get over. Yeah, and you know what the irony is? There's a couple of ironies here. Number one, what I've been telling you about this from a power-hungry level from the beginning. And number two, the spring practice thing. It's ironic that my kids get aced out of spring practice. Yeah, that's another very big irony in all of this. I don't even keep up with this stuff. But here's the story, and again, this is from the Nashville area. Now, again, we've got people listen all over the planet Earth. And each area where you're at, they got their rules and all that. I get it. I can't go city to city or even state by state and go by what the particular rules are. But the Metro Public Health Department here in Nashville said earlier on Thursday it didn't plan to modify its mask requirements due to the low vaccination rates within the county. But hours later, the department walked back the statement that Board of Health made a decision to end the mask mandate at a Thursday afternoon board meeting. That's after the CDC came out with their announcement. Now, again, last thing I am doing is watching the news and checking on what they're telling you about what some mask rule is. Now, I wore a mask until about 6 weeks ago when I was out. If I had to go in a grocery store or I didn't wear it outside. No, one of the most foolish looks is wearing a mask while you're walking around out in the sun or something, or in the rain. What are you doing there? There is no protection at all by doing that outside. And until about 6 weeks ago, if I'd have to go grocery shopping or whatever it might be, I would wear. I stopped about 6 weeks ago. I haven't done it since. And I do not watch the news and let them tell me what the rule is. Hopefully I'm not that robotic in my life, okay? Hopefully I'm not. But anyways, there you have it. Maybe, you know what? And I lied to you. That went a little longer than I thought it would. But I'm so passionate about the topic. And there you have it. What other news do we have out there? Pac-12 announced. Oh, there was a Buckeye story. So I'll pull the Buckeye story up here in a second. In a moment. Probably after the first break, I'll pull that up. Chris Martin down there in Alabama says, Bill, preach on. This is one Bama resident that agrees as well. Now, Chris drives all over the place. 614 Rob up in Ohio says, Bill, here's a picture. One guy wearing capris, and it's I guess they're filling up a gas can, and is that an AK? It looks like some dude's holding an AK by a gas pump, and they're filling up the gas. I don't know. Wow. Lake Norman Buckeye. This is good. Wearing a mask, Bill, to protect you from a microvirus is like wearing a swim trunks in the shower to keep your junk dry. That's a fantastic analogy. That is so spot on. Bill, wearing a mask to protect you from a microvirus is like wearing swim trunks in the shower to keep your junk dry. Crazy Charlie's already checked it. The lawyers have told us using the term junk is okay. Even if it's about body parts. It's okay. It's okay. It's been passed. Maybe we'll get the CDC to approve of that. If that's the case, why not just put on your swim trunks over your face? Walk around in public. Yeah, walk around in I've heard now, we'll be at the Omni 2 weeks from yesterday. Can't wait. Kitchen Notes is opening, reopening, and they're reopening for breakfast and also lunch. And it's going to be fun. Yeah, it's going to be a blast to get back down there. I am told now, and I haven't been to downtown Nashville and since we were doing the show from the Omni. I've not been. Now, I've been close by, but I've not been into downtown Nashville in over a year. I have no business down there. If I'm not going to the Omni and I'm not going to the Southern Steak and Oyster, I have absolutely zero business in downtown Nashville. No reason for me to be there. Matter of fact, if it wasn't for the Omni and the Southern and places like that, I don't know when I'd be there. No reason. But anyways, some of my kids have been down there and stuff, and they say it's bustling. It is happening down there. It's booming. Now for the businesses, I'm very happy for that. Yeah, they need to have everything back. Need to be going raring to go again down in that area, and apparently they are. Yeah, I got on Thursday, and I was not telling my story there for anything other than here's my story. And I got so many responses. I even got a few that said, Bill, I have some friends that are friends of mine, but they're Corona bros, and your story has made them stop and think this out a little bit clearer. That's not what I'm trying to do. Be you. You do you. I'm just telling you I'm doing me, and I'm not going to be influenced. But I was told yesterday from people, Bill, there's some people really starting to see the light here on this. And if that's the case, fine. That was not the purpose of this. The purpose was, here's a story. You take it forever, however you want to take it, and you do you. Just telling you, we're doing us. But the saddest part of it for me, The saddest is what happened to our kids. Totally innocent, tested negative multiple times, and they're making up some crap rule, some cringe rule that they can't even 2 weeks after Michelle's quarantine is done. So, I mean, it totally wipes out the spring for them. It figures that would happen, though. I guess that's the irony. Figures that would happen. A lot of cringe here, y'all. Well, I'm telling you, there is so much cringe when it comes to this topic. It's unlimited, the cringe. Anyways, Kevin Hagin coming up. Brad Powers out in beautiful Las Vegas. I'm hearing Las Vegas is getting it right now. Rob and the 210, he's been out there a lot. Johnny Vegas went out there. Johnny Vegas went back home to check out Vegas here recently. He's from Cali, but spent 20 years there in Vegas working. Living down on the beautiful Emerald Coast right now. The gorgeous Emerald Coast of Florida. Yeah, if you need to, we'll do one for the Chamber of Commerce. If you're looking for a place to vacation and you haven't been there, go down to the Sandestin Watercolor, Seaside, Panama City, Pennsylvania, all that. Go down there. Have a good time. All right, we'll take a break. I'll be right back. Omni.
Good morning. It's looking good right now. Down 65 here through Madison. Now, it will get busy here in the next 15, 20 minutes on 65 South here at Trinity Lane. Now, they're working a crash at Larkin Springs at State Route 45. That's going to be in the Madison area. 8th and Wedgewood was blocked a few minutes ago on a two-car fender bender. True Friends Moving Company, they're hiring. Call them today at 240-2811 or go online to truefriendsmovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. 800-668-0042. That's 800-668-0042.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and Martin Truex Jr. dominated Darlington Raceway this past weekend for his third win this season. Up next is the Monster Mile at Dover. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hey, I'm Martin Truex Jr., and you're listening to the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
And check us out on YouTube.com/Final Lap Radio every single weekday right here.
While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
Tim Tebow was just in town. He was with the governor and the reason was a series of new partnerships to combat human trafficking in the state, including a collaboration with the Tim Tebow Foundation. So he was here. They had a press conference. Anyways, I've had people ask me about Tebow and the Jacksonville thing. And Georgia Dog, I believe, is the one that first said, this is weeks back, Bill, I'm hearing that maybe Tebow signed a deal with Jacksonville and has worked out with him to be a tight end. And I've had people ask me about it. I'm a huge Tim Tebow fan, first of all. I interviewed him in high school. Nice High School down in Jacksonville. He did not go to that school. He was homeschooled. But he played football there, as we know. And if you'll recall, his recruiting came down to Alabama and Florida, and Nicky was not there. That was Mike Shula. He really liked Shula. Absolutely loved Shula. Almost selected them, but Urban Meyer was able to get that done. Turned out well for him. Anyways, I'm a huge Tim Tebow fan. Do I think he makes that roster? I mean, I doubt it. He hadn't played in almost 10 years, right? I doubt it, but I love Tim Tebow. I wouldn't tell Tim Tebow he couldn't do anything. The thing I appreciate about Tim Tebow is, number one, he doesn't care what people think about his faith. He keeps it. And he's not ashamed of it at all. I mean, he doesn't let anybody tell him otherwise. and he's very humble, and he's not afraid to take chances. Tried the baseball thing, apparently. I mean, did we ever think he'd make it to the major league level? Probably not. Guy's not afraid to try, man. He's not afraid. And when it comes to football, I don't know if he really thinks he can get in the NFL after all these years. I don't really know. I don't. But I just appreciate the guy, everything about him. I'm a Tim Tebow guy. I always will be. Buckeye Brenda has been posting some pretty good-looking food, fancier food than I'm used to, up from her perch in Ohio. Welcome in.
Hey, Bill. How's it going?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. My prayers for your family. It's tough on the effects on the kids, you know?
Yeah.
Our governor here, he's on the ball, you know. He gets the CDC news and he says, okay, in 3 weeks we can deal with the draconian corona growth mandates, including the masks in public. Nothing like being, proactive there.
It sounds like the NCAA is running your state. They just react to other news.
Well, somehow I know Kevin Warren is involved in it. I know it. So the first thing I hear on the radio this morning, I'm sure you've probably covered it. I'm always late to the party, is the free massages the Ohio State football players got.
I have not gotten to that story yet. I was holding back on it, but so is this a tattoo gate level thing or just another story?
No, apparently this lady, it was a female massage therapist, of course it always is, right? It's never a big hairy dude. Decided she was gonna promote herself and she was giving away free massages. Now they investigated it and according to what Gene Smith said, it wasn't just Ohio State football players. I don't know who all else was involved. And there was no happy ending, at least, as far as they've found out. And the boards here, massage therapists are governed here in Ohio under the auspices of the medical board. So the medical board came in and they revoked this lady's license. I mean, if you give away the milk, why would you buy the cow? But if you give away free massages, I don't know if she was hoping one player would get a free one and he would tell his friends and they'd tell their friends, and then she'd get to paying business that way. But, gee,
Now let me ask you this, Brenda. Was she employed at Ohio State or was she privately employed?
No, she was privately employed. And I don't even know if she worked at a massage parlor or whatever they call it nowadays, or she was, a solo entrepreneur. My sister dabbled for a while in it, and well, I understand there's multiple ways that you don't even have to have a parlor. You can take your bed, set it up anywhere. I mean, you've seen the chairs out in the mall, or at least they used to do that, where you can go get a massage, so she wasn't an Ohio State employee.
Yeah.
Thank God. We don't need another tattoo gate for the love of crap. We've been through enough.
People were linking the story. I've not even read it yet, but I was going to get to it later, probably next hour. But you've given us the cliff notes there at least.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm sure, like I said, if somehow Kevin Warren can get involved in it. But they said there was no NCAA infractions, and at least that's what I've heard. Now, I mean, it's Ohio State. Somebody's come digging. If you dig long enough with the shovel, eventually you hit pay dirt or what looks like pay dirt. And I'm sure some of those people down in stadium, a guy with a mustache that I'm not fond of, will try to slip in some mud. But at least for now, that's what I heard. I don't know. And as for Tim Tebow, I would hire him in a minute. I think the dude is a beast. And if nothing else, he'll inspire other people to work harder around him because he never stops trying.
That's true. Brenda, there's the music. They're booting us both off the radio here briefly. Stay in touch. Good to hear from you. Thank you. Appreciate it. Buckeye Brenda checking in from up in Ohio. And her husband just bought a big old place up there where they're settling in. Big Buckeye fans. Love them some Buckeyes. Coming right back. Kevin Hagan, top of the hour. I'm in.
Good morning. It's looking good right now down 65 here through Madison. Now, it'll get busy here in the next 15, 20 minutes on 65 South here at Trinity Lane. Now, they're working a crash at Larkin Springs at State Route 45. That's going to be in the Madison area. 8th and Wedgwood was blocked a few minutes ago on a two-car fender bender. True Friends Moving Company, they're hiring. Call them today at 240-2811 or go online to truefriendsmovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
This Action Update brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
With the NFL releasing their team schedules on Wednesday, Tampa Bay's the favorite to win Super Bowl 56 at plus 550. The Kansas City Chiefs plus 575. The Buffalo Bills plus 1200. The Rams also plus 1200. The San Francisco 49ers plus 1400. Baltimore Ravens and the Cleveland Browns with the Green Bay Packers, all three at plus 1600. Indianapolis at plus 2000. The New England Patriots and the New Orleans Saints, both at plus 2,800. For VSiN.com, I'm Tony Desiri, Nashville Sports Radio.
Bob's Steak and Chop House, located at the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. Voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu steak. Bob's Steak and Chop House offers the classic steakhouse experience. For reservations, call 615-761-3707. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 5 to 10 p.m. And they've got complimentary valet parking available. Bob's Steak and Chop House, located 5th Avenue downtown at the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for today. Sunshine, highs near 73. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows 49. Sunshine for Saturday, high 78. Saturday night, chance of showers, cloudy, lows near 58. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, this is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Like tackle football? Bill King does, and you can connect with @BillIsKing on Twitter or 615-844-5600.
I got another one for you. I know it's overwhelming, y'all. Just try and make it through. I know I'm throwing a lot at you this morning. I know. You can handle it. If I didn't think you could handle it, I wouldn't do it. Josh in London, Ohio, apparently has been speared by a bull. I am not kidding. Now, he's okay. He's okay. First of all, let me start by saying he's going to be okay. He's sore, but apparently he took the horns of a bull, literally. I got a message yesterday during the show from Aliquippa Bob, who now lives down in Tampa, St. Pete. Bill, Josh asked me to send you a message and inform you that he has been gouged by a bull and needed surgery on his arm last night. I guess that would be Wednesday night. Says he has a few bruised ribs, and it may be a while before you hear from him. He says he's sore, and he may have some nerve damage. Apparently, he got in between two bulls that got into a fight, and he was injured. Now, again, I don't even know how Josh got himself into this situation, but that's the story. Again, let me repeat. He's going to be okay. Here is a tweet from Josh just moments ago. So he's not ghosting us like Black is. Says, Bill, I'm really sore, but I'm trying to stay active and not ghost you like Black did. These days, those massage parlors are called... Thank God I can edit on the fly. Not going to read the rest of it, Josh, but we're happy you're okay. Josh, here's what I need from you. Now, at the top of the hour, Kevin Hagin's going to join us. We don't have time in the moment, but if you're able... Can you call us and tell us how you got into a situation where you're trying to break up a fight between two bulls? Now, bulls weigh up to 2,000 pounds. That means 2 tons of animal fighting. Now, bulls, you can't have them together, okay? Because they have their females. In Mother Nature, they've got their females, and there's competition there. And they will fight, if need be, to the death over this. That's the way it is in Mother Nature. Deer do this. I mean, bison, deer, they all do the same thing. It's competitive out there, y'all. And they will fight to the death over the ladies. Sounds like dudes. Sounds like guys at a bar, right? Guys at a bar on a Saturday night will fight because somebody looked at their girl wrong, right? Well, in Mother Nature, they will fight, and if need be, they'll fight to the death. Anyways, somewhere, I guess in Ohio, where he lives, I don't know if he's got cattle or what, but Josh, if you could call us a little later next hour, if you can, I know you're not feeling too well, and let us know, how the heck did you get involved in breaking up a fight between two bulls? How does that happen? Here's another story. And again, just to reiterate, Josh is going to be okay. He apparently got speared in his arm. That's very dangerous. God, that is so dangerous. Apparently, Rush Probst, and they were talking about reinstating him, is leaving Valdosta. That's according to Clay, who's linked this. Now, I don't know where he's going. Is he going back to Alabama? Is that right? Is he going back to some high school in Alabama? Am I missing the story here? I don't know, but Clay linked it. Somebody can fill me in. 614 Rob. No. First of all, Rob, before you kip up in D.C., hey, Bill, did the bulls have masks on? Yeah, that's probably what happened. I bet Josh didn't have a mask on, and that's why he got gorged. Because if he would have had a mask on, they'd have known better. Kip, maybe triple masked. Because that microvirus can't get through three. That's the science on it. It can get through one or two. Put three on, it gets stuck. Science says it gets stuck somewhere between two and three. It just gives up. 614 Rob up in Ohio. Bill, can you imagine the bleep storm over the sex massages if the pontiff was still in charge there? The haters would be losing their minds, but truthfully, what do recruits and players like the best? Cars, McDonald's, bags, or sex massages? You are right. If Urban Meyer, if Ashtabula Jesus was the head football coach, the head ball coach at The Ohio State University, this story would probably be magnified many times. That I haven't even thought about that angle yet. I haven't even read the story yet. Buckeye Brenda basically has told me all I know about that story so far. I have not read one sentence about that story yet. I'm going to, but we've got bullfights. Josh getting, is it gorged or gouged? By the horns. Mess with the bull, you get the horns. Josh can tell you from experience that is true. Yeah, we've got that. We've got the Corona Bros on attack again, and it's personal with me. We've got that story. We've got Kevin Hagin coming up in seconds. Top of hour number two, and we have Brad, hour number three. And whatever other stories are out there. Oh, I can't wait. Big Friday night of college baseball, too. I'm excited about that. I'll have that on with Triple D tonight. Anyways, we'll break. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.